fponline.com or marriageministries.com today.
And we're back. We are here. You're listening to Echoing God's Word. We're here with Lisa Merzereau. And Lisa, we just want to wrap up with you. In closing, do you have any resources that you think would be good to pass on to our listeners, to some of the parents listening who don't have that immediate contact with the presenter?
Oh, sure. And in fact, I highly encourage any parent to look into the Strong Catholic Families Initiative. All they have to do is contact Amanda Thompson at the Archdiocese Family Ministries Office, and she'll be happy to give them any information. I really use the Catholic Parents Chicago resource because it is very, in-depth. It has different things. So it is on the Archdiocesan website. So if you go to the Archdiocesan website, archchicago.org, and click on Catholic Parents Chicago, then they'll have different boxes. You can get things texted to your phone. There, you can ask a question of the person that monitors this website. There's helpful hints. And there's a parent-to-parent wisdom page that is in English and in Spanish. And it even says about how everything is sacred. You know, the sense of the sacred is very important in handing on the faith to the children, because of when they see that God is all around us, then, you know, there you go, the joy in the world, just like the Pope said.
Lisa, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk about
pleasure.
The year of Strong Catholic Parents. Thanks again.
Thanks again.
So we're going to jump into our third part of the show, and I'm going to shoot it over to Clarissa.
Thanks, Josh. One of the last things we wanted to talk about on today's show is that the March for Life is going to be happening here in Chicago. The Chicago March for Life is an annual public event composed of people from diverse ethnic, social, and religious backgrounds dedicated to defending and protecting the gift of every human life. The March for Life event will take place here in Chicago on Sunday, January 19th. The march will be between 1 to 3 p.m. starting at Federal Plaza and ending at the State of Illinois' building. Speakers will include Francis Cardinal George, OMI Congressman Dan Lipinski, Relevant Radio's Sheila Leguminas, WSAM's Dan Proft, and many more. One of the things we're going to kind of try and close out the show with is we've got a fantastic condensed Fantastic Five list that we wanted to share with you that you can use as a way to kind of honor and respect life this month.
So here are a few ideas. I guess I'll just do a movie announcer voice for these five. So here we go. Drum roll, please. Number five.
Spend quality time with a neighbor or friend. Ask them if they want to spend time volunteering at a local charity.
Number four, go to an adoration chapel and spend some time in prayer.
Number three, when someone around you is speaking uncharitably, change the conversation, leave, or offer a counter opinion that is a kind word.
Number two, offer to babysit for a struggling parent for free.
Number one, share some life-affirming articles on your Facebook page. One of our last announcements that we want to talk about today is that Parish Leadership Day is coming up February 22nd at Guerin College Prep in River Grove. This day is open to any and all who have an interest in their own parish or are interested in deepening their own faith. To get information, visit www.leadershipdaychicago.org. And if you want more information on our programs, visit www.catechesis-chicago.org, www.catechesis.org.
Oh, sorry, everybody. I'm new to this whole co-hosting thing. I forgot it was my cue to come in. Okay, so we want to thank Professor Tom Groom for joining us today and Lisa Mersereau for being with us. Thank you both for being here. I hope everyone listening got a lot out of this show. It was an action-packed show, information-packed show. It's our first show of the year, and we're excited to be back. Right, Clarissa?
We are very excited to be back.
And maybe we'll go to an hour. Thank you for listening today, and on behalf of the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry, have a wonderful day and proclaim the joy of the gospel.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.
Good morning and welcome to Mission Matters, a program aimed at promoting a spirit of mission among the people of God. I'm Edwin Rondan of the Office of Mission Education for the New Evangelization. Our producer is Elizabeth Johnson and our engineer is Michael May. My guest this morning is Father Lucas Badmomerlin of the Divine Word Missionaries, and we'll be talking about mission and transition. Good morning, Father Lucas.
Good morning.
To get started, we want our listeners to get to know you, so please tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, I'm a religious missionary priest. I'm a member of the religious order, the Society of the Divine Word, or also known as Divine Word Missionaries. And I live and work at Divine Word Missionaries Community at Techni in the village of Northbrook for the last 6 years and a half. I am the communication coordinator for our Chicago province. My main responsibility is to animate our members to use every means of communication in doing their work, especially to proclaim the gospel. Also, I do some little works here and there to help. For example, helping out in the neighboring parishes or doing mission awareness in the parishes assigned by the local bishops, or helping out in the parishes, filling in for our priests at the parishes where they go for their home life in their own country.
And where are you from originally?
Well, I'm from Indonesia, a country in Southeast Asia region. Indonesia is the most populous Muslim country in the world, with 85%, while Catholics are only 4% out of 200 million of the whole population. And yet in Indonesia, exactly in the island of Flores, there is also one of the, if it's not the largest, major seminary in the world. It belongs to Divine Word Missionaries, but it also plays where hundreds of diocesan seminarians and from other religious orders as well were trained. Altogether, there are about 800 seminarians who are being trained there alone, not counting other seminaries around Indonesia. And I was born in 1964 in September, so I will be 50 this year. And I joined the Society of the Divine Word in 1983. In 1985, I professed my first vows. And in 1991, I was ordained priest. And the next year, in 1982, I received my first missionary assignment to Brazil, where I served for 5 years. In 1998, I was assigned to pursue a degree in international and intercultural communication at American University, Washington, D.C. Then I was back to Indonesia to help with the formation of our seminarians in 2000. I remained there in Indonesia, in the island of Flores, for 6 years. And there were I was given opportunity to take care of our Divine Word publishing company while teaching communication to the students at our major seminary and assisting our seminarians and newly ordained missionaries with some kind of intercultural communication workshop as part of their preparation for mission and transition into a new reality of life.
And can you tell our listeners about the Divine Word Missionaries or the SVDs?
Of course. The SVDs, the name SVD stands for Society, Societas Verbi Divini. It is our Society of the Divine Word name in Latin. And the members of Society of the Divine Word, as mentioned before, are also known as Divine Word Missionaries. So if you happen to meet or hear about a priest or brother of Divine Word Missionary, he is definitely a member of the Society of the Divine Word. Divine Word is the essence or the core of our identity as religious. And missionary is one of the four characteristics of us as members. So as our name, Divine Word Missionaries, indicates, our principal mission is to proclaim the Word of God to all people, first and foremost, where the gospel has not been preached at all or only insufficiently, and where the local church is not viable on its own. So where we Divine Word Missionaries are sent, we strive to bring local church community into being, work together to foster its growth, and to promote the communion among the people. Does anyone who